So when you see a patient after they've had transplant, what are some of the things that you look at as you start to think about what's going to happen next?
Yeah, well, I suppose that one thing is how well they do with the transplant and what's their performance status from that standpoint. Obviously, hers was really good. And then what do the counts look like in terms of the bone marrow reserve? Because we're continuing, the next step is then putting them on maintenance therapy, at least by day 100. And so you may not be able to use the same dose of lenalidomide if we're doing the lenalidomide maintenance therapy as we used up front, as their marrow reserve might be a little bit less. And so it's a lot of that, again, looking at the whole picture of the patient, not just the counts, performance status. And, sometimes it's how active or how much they want to get back in the saddle and get going as well.
And what was her disease status going into the transplant? What was it coming out of the transplant? And how do you assess disease status in patients?
Yeah, so obviously going into the transplant, we do all the lab studies, the bone marrow biopsy. Again, we do the cytogenetics in the fish as well, and then look at the molecular markers, the serum protein electrophoresis, the light chains, and things like that. So she had a complete response going in. She still had a little disease left by IFE, but coming out of the transplant, she had a good stringent complete response with no evidence of disease, even by our best markers. We didn't assay for minimal residual disease, but by the best standard markers.
So at that point, what did you recommend? What happened to her after having had the transplant? She's had this really good response to treatment.
Yeah, and so she had actually started back exercising, and we had her get a repeat bone marrow biopsy. Again, everything looked good, and so then the discussion was where to go from here, and we talked about the standard 21 days on and 7 days off, very much like she was used to with the RVD regimen then as well. So, and again, we had to use a slightly lower dose as her counts weren't quite back up to snuff, so we started with a lower dose then also.
What do you typically see? And these people who get maintenance after transplant, do you generally use it indefinitely as long as they're tolerating it well?
Yeah, and that's, I think, that's the philosophy of our group is to continue to use it indefinitely as long as the counts hold up, no problems with infections or any other significant side effects. It's just to continue the maintenance therapy.
Do you generally find that patients can tolerate it indefinitely, or do they often run into problems?
Yeah, I think the majority of patients do tolerate it. I think just finding the dose that's proper for them. And so that's probably the big thing, not starting out too high, but starting out a good dose and whatever the counts will tolerate.
Other than blood count alterations, do you see anything else long term? I have heard about sort of dermatologic issues. Do you see that?
I haven't really seen any significant dermatologic issues. So typically we'll see that when patients start the lenalidomide. They get this little rash, but it seems to be self-limiting. And for patients who might have had that rash when they had induction therapy, might experience it again. But typically that tends to go away as the cycles go forward.